Well, well, well. Oddly enough, it's the Bogey and Wojo show on just a beautiful Wednesday in the Motor D. Boy, is it nice out there today. And boy, do we have a big one tonight. I'm not just talking wings and blues, Bogey. I'm talking Michigan and North Carolina.
That's right. Now,
a top 10, or is North Carolina right? No, yeah, top 10 showdown.
Now, North Carolina is going to score at least 62 points tonight out in Ann Arbor, right?
We've heard Evan was running around like a little schoolgirl out there. Like, you know, Michigan basketball, they haven't given up more than 61 points in a game all year. What if North Carolina scores 62?
Okay, against a team that can fill it up and get up and down the floor and score the ball, wouldn't it be poetic if Michigan basketball held North Carolina under 62 points? Come on.
Poetic, that would actually be pretty damn good, because North Carolina is averaging like 96 points a game. That's the threshold, the 61-point threshold. You know what that? This is how it is. That is Michigan's scarlet number to bear, 62 right now. Just like in Michigan State has borne the 38-0 for quite a while, right? It's the same thing. I'm sorry. Well, it is scarlet, actually, 62.
Yeah, no pun intended.
I don't want to hear that word.
Yeah, well, it happens. But it should be a good basketball game tonight. Just like last night, that Michigan State-Louisville game. It is amazing, Bogey, isn't it, how quickly it shifts. Like, I had the week set aside in case be going to Indianapolis for the Big Ten, then in case going to the play, watching the playoff shows, doing all this. And now, just like that, we get to switch to Michigan State basketball and Wings Pistons, who, oh, by the way, are doing a little bit better than people thought. Are they not? Come on, admit it. Are they not?
No, they are.
A little bit better.
Although the Pistons are doing basically what I said, 45, 46 wins. They'll be there, you know, they're sealing a sixth seed in the Eastern Conference. So I don't know that they're better necessarily than they were. There's been certain things that
have
been
better. They're more watchable than people thought because of Blake Griffin.
Now that's the interesting part of it. And, you know, unfortunately, because the Lions are dead and Michigan's done. Michigan State, well, they've been done for a while, unfortunately. But, you know, because football really is basically over at this point, at least locally, we do have to shift our attention a little bit, you know, to not only college basketball, but to the Pistons and to the Red Wings and what we're going to be watching here, you know, throughout these winter months while we're depressed and cold and sad. Is that not true?
No, it is true. And I'm telling, and I'm not even just saying this because I feel like the switch goes like this immediately, because the Lions and Michigan's playoff, everything ended within like a couple of days of each other, right? So flip it. And I do find the Red Wings entertaining for the most part, even when they were behind, 5-1 the other day and cut it to 5-4. And the Pistons, last night's game, not so good against the Knicks, but they've gone to overtime like 12 times already, have they not?
Well,
all right, that's a bit many, but okay, quite a few times.
For the most part, they've been in every single game. And look, I'm not going to sit here and try and sell you on, you got to lower your expectations. No, I don't want to do that, because my expectation
is already low.
You're building for a championship or you're not. And so from that standpoint, the Pistons are incredibly frustrating, okay? The Red Wings, they're rebuilding, but trying to eventually get back to being a championship team, and they seem to be at least more on the way up than they are on the way down. So you can at least, you can respect, you know, their young core and young talent going out there and just getting it done and being entertaining. But I guess we can throw this out there to start the show. We got Wings coming up at 6:40, and we'll see how Detroit fans are feeling about this. But has there been a more pleasant viewing surprise, or what is the more pleasant viewing surprise so far this season? Is it your young, up-and-coming Red Wings that have a ton of talent and building blocks, or has it been the Pistons, who are 11-7 and about to head into a crazy 11-game and 19-day stretch against some of the better teams in the NBA, but with a guy in Blake Griffin who has been playing at an extremely high level?
Extremely high level. All right, 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Just a very quick gauge. And we're not just doing this because, you know, oh, now we're paying attention. Well, no, I think there has been stuff to watch all year on the wings. And the Pistons, and it's the one thing I understand why a lot of people didn't like the Blake Griffin trade and wanted to just start over. The one thing I will say is that dude has come here and taken it on, like taking it all on, said he was going to keep changing his game, expanding his game, point forward, point guard, point center, whatever he is. And I think like Andre Drummond and Reggie Jackson seem to connect with him more. They all seem to connect
Drummond,
with,
I wouldn't say Jackson.
Not last night, but Dwayne Casey, they've connected better. And he's compelling to watch. Like watching these games down the stretch, you feel like, and sometimes he just gets himself in trouble and doesn't have anywhere to go and turns it over, misses a shot. But often he connects when you need him the most. So this is how I would say it. I am more pleasantly surprised that the Red Wings have been more competitive than I thought. I thought there'd be a lot, like early in the season, a lot more like 6-1 losses, but their offensive skill is starting to develop. As far as an individual talent that I want to watch, it's Blake Griffin. I mean, when he's on the floor, his numbers, I'll look him up here. I mean, there are very few players in the NBA right now averaging the points, assists, and rebounds that he's averaging.
He's doing everything he possibly can do to essentially make up for what is, let's be honest, a flawed roster and one that the Pistons are just kind of stuck with right now because Stan Van Gundy put them in an untenable, you know, situation at this point. But yeah, Blake Griffin, not the guy that you blame, not the guy that you point fingers at. He's been tremendous basically night in and night out. But for me, I mean, look, I get it. You know, people want to go home. They want to spend a couple of hours of their time watching something and being mildly entertained and enthralled with it, okay? And so, you know, for me personally, yeah, I view it a little bit differently. I get I got to do the Pistons broadcast. It is what it is. But the fact that the Red Wings are going through the rebuild, they have a lot of young talent. This is really the first season where they've brought up, you know, some young talent and just given them responsibility and given them ice time and let them make mistakes and also let them flourish, whether it be, you know, Dennis Cholowski, Michael Rasmussen, whomever. You know, it doesn't really matter. I will say I've been much more pleasantly surprised by the Red Wings and mildly more entertained just because I feel like those are some guys that are going to be with the organization
I agree. When they
turn and start to become a better team.
They have been more entertaining overall as a team. I just find Blake Griffin as an individual star more entertaining. Here's the thing that the Pistons have to have. Because the Wings, I mean, one night it might be Anthony Mantha, one night it might be Athanasius, who's really, really starting to show his offensive skill. The Pistons, somebody. Sometimes it might be Drummond with a 22 rebound game. Sometimes it might be Reggie Jackson scoring 19 points in the fourth quarter in overtime.
Now, those don't do anything for me. But yes.
But they need somebody out of nowhere, somebody or something. Even if it is your boy Luke Kennard when he gets back, or it was in stretches last year, Reggie Bullock, who was like hitting three pointers like crazy. They just need to hit on somebody that you didn't expect.
Well, you
to
can't.
Be a little bit the, exciting.
See, but that's the problem. They didn't have a first round pick. There isn't somebody that you can point to and go, wow, that dude's a baller. And I think that's the frustrating thing for a lot of people here. You watch these other teams come in and yeah, they're bad teams and they're losing right now. They're taking it on the chin, but you know, they're going to be good eventually. And the Pistons desperately needed that and getting a first round pick last year. And unfortunately they traded away that pick in the Griffin trade. So
well,
maybe
don't just
next
blame it
year.
On, don't just blame it on last year's first round pick because you did get Blake Griffin. You have other first round picks on that roster. Actually, you have several other first round picks on that roster.
Yeah, and look, my boy Luke Kennard, he can be an effective scorer, but I don't think he'll be a star necessarily.
No.
So when you talk about somebody hitting, it would be Stanley Johnson doing what he's doing on both ends of the floor for more than a 2-week span.
Who was the guy last night for the Knicks? I forget his name. Some two-way player that they just brought up. It has been going bonkers the last two games for the Knicks. I know it's just the Knicks, but they were raving about him on the broadcast last night.
He had like 17.
Naylor or Nate or Noor or something, whatever. And it's like just
Trier.
Yeah, him. Him, that guy.
Alonzo
I was close
Trier,
on his name.
Yeah.
I mean, can't.
Yeah, he had 17 last night.
I just want something.
Excuse me, 24. Dotson at 17. Sorry.
I just want for the Pistons, and I don't mean to be a contender or anything. I mean,
well, that's the thing. They're not going to be.
To be, I know that, but to we're already accepting that. Neither are the Red Wings.
Yeah.
But to be interesting or exciting, I need to see one other different element besides Andre Drummond, Reggie Jackson, Reggie Bullock, and Blake Griffin is the one. The one that's interesting. The one that's exciting.
248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Going into both of these seasons, I think it's fair to say we all expected the worst. Okay? We expected the Wings to be bottom of the barrel, one of the worst in the NHL. And after that rough start, they've been more entertaining. They've been more competitive. They have young guys that are actually performing that you need to perform. Like, you do need those young guys to be better, okay? The Pistons, on the other side of things, are playing for a guy like Dwayne Casey. Blake Griffin, night in, night out, has put up quality, quote-unquote, star-like performances. He just doesn't have the help to be able to actually do more. But have you been mildly surprised at these two teams being entertaining?
Mildly,
a little bit more entertaining than you thought.
I have been mildly surprised. Yes, I have been.